I ran the pilot pool for the McAllister pilots. I took care of their money. This is how it works. When a pilot goes up on a ship, a tugboat pilot, not the Sandy Hook pilot. Sandy Hook pilot brings it in. That's about $3,000, $2,000. The tugboat pilot gets aboard off Stapleton and then takes it for wherever it's going. Sandy Hook pilot stands in the back, and the control of the ship is the responsibility of the tugboat pilot, plus, of course, the captain of the ship, he's got total responsibility. But anyway, when they take a ship from Stapleton to berth 25 Port Newark, which is a car carrier where they put the cars, for instance, he gets two bills signed. He gets a bill signed for the tugboat company, and he gets a bill signed for the pilots. McAllister pilots at that time were called independent pilots, and I was independent pilot. I inherited from the other guys that died, and somebody had it. It was kind of a conflict of interest, me dispatching and telling the pilots where to go, and I'm handling their money. Anyways, it was a conflict of interest, but I said, no, I've got to be fair, because there were two pilot pools now. We got Delzone, we got McAllister, and they're fighting with each other. Oh, you gave a McAllister job to... Sorry, I went in the back. I said, after about a year, I said, this can't go on. You got to get the two pilot pools together. There's a lot of money involved here. A lot of money. So we got the two pilot pools together, and we had 26 pilots at one time. Some of them were mediocre. I used to keep an account that when the pilot ticket came to me, they mailed it to me at home. I used to figure out. The way it's figured out is the length of the ship plus the beam plus, what do they call it? The length plus the beam plus from the keel up to the second deck. And you add those three numbers together, like the ship is 560 feet long plus... She's 65 feet wide, and she's 75 feet from keel to the air. That, and you get a 400 and something, or 300, whatever. Plus, the zone where the ship came from, Stapleton, to whatever's each area in the harbor is a different zone. There's a number for that, 60 cents, 70. And let's say it came, in those days, in the 80s, let's say it came to $200 for that ship. Okay, I was an accountant at home. I kept the records. Now they do it on computer. And then I had a bank account, and I had my own post office box at the post office down at the Battery. I did that for years, and it helped me out, because I had six kids, and that dispatcher's salary was not the greatest. Wow. And then I was part-time salesman also, and when I was when I turned 33 years old, 1963, after we bought Wessel, they said, "Bill, we want you to entertain customers." Okay. At the DAC, so I did that three or four times a week. I had to get up at 5 a.m. I used to walk in the office at 7, and I worked 6 days one week and 5 days the next week. But we had at one time 9 dispatchers. Brian's father, A.J. McAllister, insisted after he bought Dalzell and Russell. Insisted there be 2 men at the desk at all times. the six-night dispatchers. The dispatchers work 24 hours, and then they walk for 2 days. So in a 24-hour period, they get a chance to lay down for a couple hours because there were two men. Yeah. After midnight, it slowed down and picked up again at 5 in the morning when you started picking up pilots at 69th Street. So I did that for years and years. And they treated me like McAllister treated me like family.